for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Welcome back to hour number two of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, where it is game day at 410 today across the street at the Trop. I'm looking at it right now. You've got the Texas Rangers and the Braves doing battle. Unfortunately, didn't start out this three-game series like we would have wanted to take place. Went down 4-2 last night, and we definitely need the next two. We need to win the series. And of course, College Game Day right now. You got the Michigan watch party. Who cares? They're upstairs, and that's going to be it is a roll, 24-0 right now. And but we've also last night we had the Florida State watch party. Great win, Florida State by Louisville at Louisville. That was one heck of a game, by the way. It was a 3-point spread, and they actually covered. And it was impressive as their starting quarterback went down and they came back to win. So you Seminole fans, 3-0 for the first time since 2016, I believe it was. And then, of course, tonight you've got Florida and USF doing battle, and that's up in Gainesville. And then a plethora of college games. And as we wait for Randy Grimes, we will go over some of the games of Notre Dame. This game only matters to old men like me. Back in the day, these were two titans of college football. Oklahoma, Nebraska. Oklahoma is going to absolutely whitewash the Nebraska Cornhuskers today. I grew up about 90 miles from there. Scott Frost, former UCF head coach, he went back to his alma mater to try and get the Cornhusker program back on his feet, and he failed, unfortunately. So I got an interim coach, and that's Mickey Joseph. Well-deserved, the first African-American head coach at the University of Nebraska, and Mickey Joseph is a class act, and he certainly deserves it, and he was a former quarterback for the Huskers. He's got a lot of emotional equity in it. Of course, Michigan is just slaughtering the Huskies of UConn right now. You've got Georgia and South Carolina taking place right now. Number one, Georgia. And, in fact, one of our other sponsors is Shrimpy's Waterfront. There is a Georgia watch party there. Let's see, Notre Dame, California. The Fighting Irish aren't fighting hard enough in 2022 for to make me happy. Let's see what else we got. Not a whole Alabama, Louisiana Monroe. Another game, Michigan State, Washington, as the Big O said before he took off. And I don't see any other games of significance. In-state, UCF takes on Florida Atlantic. And then, of course, in the NFL tomorrow. 95 televisions down here. 95 televisions strong. We have watch parties. We'll have the crazy Eagle fans will be up here Monday night as they do battle. A Monday night doubleheader, by the way, in the NFL. But you've got Giants, Panthers, Browns, Jets, Ravens, Dolphins, Lions, Commanders, Colts, Jaguars, Buccaneers, Saints, Patriots, Steelers, Rams, Falcons, Niners, Seahawks, Bengals, Cowboys, Broncos, Texans, Raiders, Cardinals, and my Packers play the Bears, and I'm not looking forward to that outcome either. And then Monday Night Football, and these guys really look tough. The Buffalo Bills take on the Tennessee Titans, and of course the Eagles. And the Eagles are taking on the Vikings, the Vikings. And now it's time to have a conversation with my good friend, Randy Grimes, and the former Baylor Bear and Tampa Bay Buccaneer standout. How are you, my friend?
Hey, great, man. Thanks for having me on the show. Hey, and also, you know, that game last week, Bucks and Cowboys, conjured up so many memories. My first start in the NFL was against the Cowboys at Texas Stadium in front of all my family and friends from Baylor against Randy White, the Manster.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, at a position I'd never played before, left guard.
Well, you know what? The Bucks could use you right now, brother.
No, they could. And I'd be good for about a play and a half.
About a play and a half?
Yeah.
I would call your wife and get a life insurance policy on you. In behalf of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, Randy Grimes Foundation, because you're not lasting more than a play and a half. I can assure you.
My wife would be opposite of Tom Brady's wife. She's mad at me that I did retire.
she wanted you back out there on the field.
Get back out there.
Let's get down to business, and then we'll talk a little bucks. Let's talk about boxing what's going on with White Sands, because you know, my background in boxing for 30 plus, so I looked at it the other day, almost 40 years. I love the sport. I thought the sweet science was dying, but you guys have embraced it. We've got incredible professional boxing right here in the Tampa St. Pete area. Let's talk about Pro Box and October 5th with an unusual day, time of day.
No, 7th.
The 7th, I'm sorry, to watch this incredible card.
Yeah. Our owner, Gary Jonas, at Pro Box Promotions, the work that he's put in that to revive the sport at some level. You're right. You know, the sweet science was kind of drifting away, and everybody's doing their part to bring it back, and especially Gary Jonas out at White Sands. You know, there's an event center out there in Plant City at the 2150 North Wheeler. And he has made that a Vegas top venue. I mean, it is top notch, red ropes, ringside tables, risers. I mean, it's just a beautiful, beautiful location that you wouldn't even know exists right there in Plant City. And, you know, we're all just so proud of the commitment that he's made, not only to boxing, but to get the word out that this is still such a great sport. And matter of fact, on October the 7th, okay, we've got he promotes two professional fighters out of China, and those guys are going to fight not each other, but they're on the card for October the 7th, and it's at 10 a.m. So it's a weird time, but the reason being is we are going to live stream that to 8.5 million Chinese homes, and the sweet science is alive in China. You know, those people love boxing. And we're just excited that all this is happening, not only at Plant City, but at White Sands, and that our nonprofit, KO Addiction, is supporting it. We want to make this an event about raising awareness for addiction, and that's going to be part of the program October the 7th at 10 a.m. in Plant City.
You know, I got to share as an outsider's opinion of the facility, and I did the last time I think we talked about this, but I mean it in all sincerity. I've been to a lot of boxing cards across the country, and when you gave me that invitation and you said, you know, you were traveling, suit up, so I dressed nice and got my convertible, I pull off that exit at Plant City, and I think, where the hell could they have a world-class facility at? And a couple guys wanted to park my car, and the next thing you know, I'm walking towards the front door. Here comes a couple of Bentleys, and that's when Roy Jones Jr. gets out, and then Antonio Tolliver. They were doing the Pro Box analysis, streaming worldwide, and I've never been more impressed. I think there were 12 bouts on that card, 12 or 11 bouts on that card from people from all over the world,
right.
Country. The food was world class. Back in the day, I probably would have thrown down a few cocktails, but those were available, and everything's reasonable. It's a must go to if you are a boxing fan. I assure you that.
Yeah, and the great thing about this event, since we're really pulling out all the stops on this, is that it's a free event. All the drinks are free. The food's going to be free. Just come out, you know, enjoy the fight. Even though it's at an awkward time, 10 a.m. in the morning, the doors will open at 9 a.m. Come on out, enjoy it. Take a day off, whatever you have to. But like you said, there'll be 10 or 11 fights on the card, and it's all free. So come enjoy it.
Well, I know a lot of my friends like F-R-E-E. So I'm gonna be getting a hold of those sponges, and I'm not gonna tell them it's free. I'm gonna tell them it's on me. Hey, boys, I'm gonna take you over to Plant City.
They won't believe me, man. They won't believe me.
Yeah, don't dime me out. Don't throw me under the bus. All right, well, I'm looking forward to that. What's the website for people to go to?
Well, you can go to wstreatment.com, like sandstreatment.com. You can find it on proboxpromotions.com. And also, go on my website, proathletesinrecovery.org, and you can find it. But, yeah, please come. I'm trying to think of the best way to get everybody the registration. We'd love to have an RSVP so we'll know how many's going to attend. And I'll figure out a way to do that. And by airtime next week, we'll have all that worked out.
Okay, and then I'll get it on my social media as well, and we'll promote.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I got three young high school football players from Seminole here, and I want to ask you a Bucks question. You know, you take a look at this offensive line, and it's been decimated with injuries. You played center for 9 years for the Bucks. You know, Ryan Jensen going down. That is like your backup quarterback essentially going down. And talk about the impact of that. And then you move, you know, I'm a Notre Dame fan. You move the kid from Notre Dame who did play a little center for the Irish. You move him from left guard over to, he wasn't even starting a left guard. You move him over to center. How much is that a huge distraction for that offense?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge because the center is the quarterback of the offensive line. You know, he's the one coming up. He's the one making audibles. He's the one changing blocking schemes. He's the one getting everybody going in the right direction. He's the one that the quarterback is counting on being on the same page. And then with that being said, the center himself has to listen to the quarterback and listen for audibles and listen for the snap count and make sure he gets a good snap back to him. So there's a lot of pressure there. That's a huge deal when you lose your starting center. And I thought the kid did pretty good last week coming in. You know, he had a couple bad snaps, and I don't know if he blew a couple assignments or not, but I thought he looked pretty good. But it affects all five guys across the front. You know, I don't care if you've been a starting left tackle your entire life. You know, whenever you get a new center in there, there's just always a few different nuances that you got to get used to. And it takes some time. That's why, you know, it's so important for offensive lines to stay healthy and play together and get used to each other and have that flow. And so when you lose one of those cogs out of that wheel, then it takes some real athletes to overcome that.
Well, when Smith, the offensive left tackle, went down, who'd they bring in, Lane? Anyway, and the first play, Brady got sacked. Did you see he was a little pissed off?
He wasn't too happy about that, and I wouldn't either if that's my blind side, you know, because that's where the injuries happen. So, but if you'll notice, you know, they started chipping off that guy after that, and he started getting some help from his back. So it's just a matter of adjusting, and, you know, you might have to use up a couple guys to get one guy blocked. I know whenever we went against Reggie White, I begged for help. You know, I knew that I couldn't handle him by myself, so I either had a running back or a guard or whatever that I always knew had my backside. So, you know, you got to make adjustments like that on these great players, and that's what the Bucks did.
All right, my friend, what do you got on the docket this weekend, with the exception of watching the Bucks at 1 o'clock tomorrow? What do you got?
I am actually in Orlando. I'm at the NAMI conference. I'm fixing to speak at 2, and that's the National Alliance on Mental Health. And I'm speaking at 2, and then I'm going to sign some books, and then I'm driving back to St. Pete and get my butt on the beach.
All right, brother. Well, enjoy. Well, we definitely are going to do a little plug for the book, because we're definitely going to get you down here during football season for a book signing, my man.
Well, I appreciate it very much. And, hey, everybody, look, find me on social media, randygrimesspeaks.com, proathletesinrecovery.org, or go to offcenterthebook.com. And it'll take you to the Amazon page that you can order a book. But help me out here.
He's Randy Grimes. Have a great weekend, my man. Thanks for taking time, and we'll talk next weekend and get some people there for some Friday morning boxing on October 7th. That'll be a blast. And, of course, it's
at White Sands. White Sands Treatment Center and Sick and Bears.
All right, my man. Have a good one.
Thanks, buddy.
You bet. He had to get that little plug in for his Baylor Bears. You're too young, dude. You ever know who Mike Singletary was?
I know the name, yeah. You know the name.
It's familiar. Off the top of my head,
One badass that played for the Chicago Bears back in the day when they won the 1985 Super Bowl. You weren't even born. You guys weren't born. I could put all your ages.
Hey, 3 years later, I was born. 3 years later.
I could combine all your ages, and you guys wouldn't. I'd still be the oldest in the room. Anyway, this dude was steely-eyed, and like I said, and that was the Super Bowl shuffle, and that team that had Walter Payton and the great Jim McMahon, the crazy one that I've been with, and Randy's a good friend with crazy Jim McMahon. But he played with him at Baylor down in Texas. Mm-hmm. Then Randy, he only played for one NFL team. He played for the Bucks and did one heck of a job over the years. All right, let's break down the scores from last night the best you can, because a lot of games were finished this morning. I know that for a fact.
Oh, I tell you. It's
bizarre. And then we'll talk to these youngsters that were kind enough to come down and spend a little time with us and talk a little Seminole Warhawk football.
I tell you, Mike, I mean, the whole thing that comes to my mind with this whole, you know, first three, four games so far in the season is a...
You guys might have to go over there and help him.
it's rain, both go hands. Away. Rain, go away. I mean, the teams in Pinellas County and Tampa as well, they cannot cut a break. It's either lightning, rain, whatever. It's just like, okay, let's have one Friday night where all these teams can play. No interruptions, no nothing. So, but anyway, so on to that.
And practice is tough in this kind of rain, too, I'm sure. Oh, absolutely. We'll talk about that in a minute.
So, yeah. So, anyway, of course, Seminole's joined us today, and, of course, their voice and all that. But, anyway, Seminole last night played Countryside. Very close game, 14-12. Cal is Largo and Gibbs played last night. Largo came out on top 16-6 with that. Eastlake, Bogey. Eastlake's a tough team this year and all. Came out on top 38-7 against Bogey.
Can I insert something on Bogey?
Go for it.
And you've got your quarterback here. Bogey's lost their quarterback three games in a row. The coach over there, Matt's a good friend of mine, and that's the first points they've scored in three games, man.
Wow.
He said they didn't have a backup, and the kid transferred over from St. Pete. But anyway.
Yeah, anyway, and then, of course, this is an interesting one. Lakewood played Pinellas Park last night. Lakewood, a dominant guy.
On the two-game losing streak.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Lakewood, 9-8. 9-8. It was that close of a game last night. Just seeing the score this morning, I was shocked.
I missed that score last night. So Lakewood won 9-8.
9-8.
I thought it was baseball. I thought it was football season, not baseball.
Exactly. Yeah, I thought so too. But last night, St. Pete beat Osceola 9-0. And with a lot of teams they played this morning at 10 a.m., 10:30 a.m. This one came in not too long ago. Northside Christian came on top, 15-14. Over Cambridge Christian and all. So a lot of these teams will be playing their games on Monday. So
is that when they're going to do the makeups?
Yes, correct.
I know, Sickles was going to come over from Tampa.
Oh, really? Wow.
And they played this morning.
Yes.
So I'll find out that score. Hey, I'm going to interrupt you. We're going to take a quick break, 2-minute break.
Yeah.
And then we'll finish the scores, and then we'll get the fellas on. How's that sound?
Oh, that sounds great.
So we'll take a break here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on this game day Saturday.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. Only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central, across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action, along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Yeah. Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back as we continue our body armor prep connection conversation. The voice of Seminole Athletics, Brad Richardson, of course, our resident high school expert, brought down three of the fellas from the Seminole Warhawks. We'll talk to them in a minute as he breaks down the scores from a very soggy Saturday night.
Friday night.
Yeah. I'm old, dude. ADD. Age deficit disorder. Come on.
Definitely. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you do have it. You've said that many times.
It's reality.
Yeah. So anyway, a couple scores that just came in and all that. I found a few of them. Calvary Christian versus Carter Moody, 35-6 final score as Calvary wins one of the next games. Palm Harbor University versus Tarpon Springs. Palm Harbor came. They came. They saw. They conquered. 21-14. Yeah, so that's about it right now. Once again, Monday will be when a lot of the teams will be making up their games Monday evening. So we'll see what happens.
Was that one of the wettest games that you've ever called?
One of them, yeah. I mean, definitely one of the wettest ones. It was just, I mean, when someone was playing last night, water was up to their ankles. Usually that field drains really well.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, yeah. And it was all on the whole sideline, too. Yeah, it was wet. And then out there on that field, puddles like crazy. I mean, it was fumble city. It was mud ball. Everything you can imagine just playing in the rain. That's what it was for these guys. Of course, I was calling it. They were experiencing it. So,
well, yeah, they were the guys in the trenches.
Yeah.
I hope you all know how to swim because, you know, if you don't know how to take breath, you could drown down there in the bottom of the pile, especially this youngster right there in the mix of it on the offensive line. Of course, you probably wish you had goggles on, both of you, any of the run plays that you got tackled on. Well, why don't you hand the mic over to this young man and introduce yourself, position your play. You don't need to. Look how loud I am. I'm a big loudmouth. You don't need that. Your name, position, I know, is quarterback, and then I'll ask you some questions. We'll have a little fun.
My name is Colby Outlaw. I'm quarterback, obviously.
Is Outlaw your real last name?
Yes, that is my real
name. That's perfect name for a quarterback, isn't it? Or maybe a middle linebacker. He's an outlaw, man. He's a badass. No, quarterback, outlaw.
Yes, sir.
I like that.
Thank you.
All right, so talk a little louder.
All right.
And what year are you?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior, okay. All right. How many years have you been? This is your first year as a starter?
Starting at quarterback, yes. Last year I was a tight end.
Well, you're an athlete then.
I play wherever they want me to play.
That's impressive, my friend. All right. Favorite memory? Well, no, let's talk about last night. What was the most difficult thing for you as the quarterback in a mini monsoon downtown torrential rain?
Well, to be honest, you could chalk it up to weather being one of the biggest difficulties to get through, but we also had a lot of people playing out of position that just didn't get reps in practice, and we just had to make do with what we had. So that was probably one of my biggest difficulties we had to go through.
Did you have a lot of injuries from a week prior?
Not necessarily injuries. We just fatigue a little bit. We needed best 11 on both sides of the ball at all times.
Sure. And you got a lot of guys going both ways?
First few weeks, no. This week, we kind of changed our minds and decided that we're going to put a few people on both sides of the ball, and that's what we did.
Best athletes in? Yeah. We probably didn't. You probably didn't put the ball in the air much.
Actually, we threw the ball a lot more than I expected us to. I had not many catches, though. We only had, I think, maybe two or three completions out of probably 10 or so throws.
Well, they can't blame it on the guy throwing the rock or the guys out there trying to catch it. It's brutal in those conditions. 100 years ago, I weathered that. I actually, I'm from up north. I played some college games in blizzard. So I think I'd take rain. All right. Favorite memory as a football player in your young life?
Oof.
You can go back to middle school. I mean, just...
I didn't play football until high school, so I'm not really sure, to be honest.
You got to have one...
One favorite memory?
One favorite memory.
I don't know. Probably scoring my first touchdown as a varsity player last season. That was probably something I'll never forget. And it was...
Especially as a junior.
Yeah, as cool a junior. Underclassman. I don't know. It's always... Not many people really think highly of someone when it comes to football, and it was just like being able to show people what we actually do kind of felt good.
Oh, exactly. All right. Here's an off-the-wall question. Got a girlfriend?
I wouldn't necessarily call her a girlfriend. I have a girl that's
a friend. Oh, she might be listening. We're going to let her know how to listen.
Okay.
Just a friend that happens to be a girl.
Yes.
Okay. I've had 40 teams on here. I've never anybody sidestepped that question like that. You can be a politician someday. All right, so iffy on the girlfriend. Favorite college team?
Oh, UT Austin. Hook 'em.
Hook 'em almost hooked Alabama last week.
Almost.
Oh, my God. I don't care for either team, but I was pulling for the horns, man.
You can't kick field goals against Nick Saban in Alabama. You got to go for it on fourth down.
Now, why are you a Texas fan? You got family there in Texas?
My grandpa went to Texas.
Well, so. That makes sense then.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are just bandwagon riders, but you got family reasons for that. That was a heck of a game, though. And Austin, 100. You need to get down to that stadium someday. 100,000. I've been there. It's crazy.
It's massive, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Favorite NFL team?
NFL teams, the Bucks, obviously.
I like that. I've been getting some off-the-wall answers lately. Two kids, where are they from? Oh, King High School across the bay. Seattle Seahawk fans.
I don't understand.
Like, what the hell is wrong with you guys? Yeah. There was one player 100 years ago, won 100, but in their young lives, yeah. Okay. Shout-out to anybody at home?
Sure. I'll shout-out my mom, my dad. My brother's got a game today.
What are their parents? What are your parents' names?
Christopher and Tiffany Outlaw, they're at home right now, probably listening.
Well, nice young man you've got here. And you got a little brother playing ball right now?
Yeah, he's up in Illinois. I think they have a game today at 7 o'clock or so.
Illinois? Yeah. He must be a stud. What sport?
He plays football in college. It's a D2 school up in...
Which one? I know all
the... Trinity International.
Yeah, I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Iowa.
Yeah.
So how's he like it?
He's a senior this year, so he's... Stuck with it, so.
What position?
Well, he plays pretty much anywhere they want him to, like me. He's a tight end.
You guys are versatile.
We just do whatever they tell us to be honest.
I like that. Did he go to Seminole as well?
Yeah, he graduated in 2019.
So you were on his call as well there, Brad Richardson. We'll talk about him. All right, young man. Well, I certainly appreciate you coming down. What are your aspirations and any idea what you want to do when you graduate?
I'm hoping to get into the Coast Guard Academy. They want me to come play football for them.
Cool.
I'd like to get in there and hopefully take that career path the rest of the way.
I like that. We do something at Ferg's every Thanksgiving with the Coast Guard, and there's some cool cats. And I'll tell you what, people don't realize some of the things they do, man. DEA stuff, you know. Yeah. I mean, in fact, they offered me a helicopter ride sometime between now and Thanksgiving. I'm taking it. I live on the beach. I want to be in one of those babies. And, yeah.
Well, they do a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, bravo. Yeah. All right, young man, your name again?
Brandon Davila.
Brandon Davila, and you are a running back.
Yes, sir.
All right. What year, young man?
I'm a senior as well.
Senior? Is this your first year starting?
No. This is my second year at Seminole, but I've been starting since sophomore year.
Really? Where'd you go before Seminole?
I was in Pennsylvania.
You like it a little better down here from a warm perspective?
Definitely. Going from playing in the snow to playing in 90-degree heat.
I feel you. I came from Iowa, and these Floridians don't have a clue what you go through up there, do they? Not a clue. And let's talk about last night as a running back. How many times did you carry the rock?
I'd say like 4 or 5 times.
No fumbles?
No.
That's impressive in a downpour rain like that, my friend. What was the biggest obstacle for you trying to get some traction? What, were you on turf or grass?
Grass.
Oh, man. Mud.
Definitely trying to make cuts was rough.
You couldn't do it.
No.
But neither can the defense. And nope. That's about the only time where the defense is really on their heels. Because if you can get yourself in a little plant, they're sliding right by you. Did you have any substantial runs?
I had one that was like 15, 20 yards. And at the end, it was when I got tackled, it was straight just the puddle went in my eyes. I had to come out. I was draining my eyes with the water.
Mud in your mouth?
Yeah.
That good old bad. Days. That's what football, us old guys, that's the kind of football we loved.
That's right. Last night, I did see that you were just like doing this the entire time when coming back to the sideline. I was
I couldn't see.
Yeah, you looked like you were blind there.
How was it in the booth? Were you getting pelted?
Oh, yeah.
Wimp out and you guys closed the window down.
Yeah, well, it's funny because, I mean, the rain was coming this way. It was coming. It wasn't coming from the coast. It was coming from Tampa. And it was just coming down layers constantly. I mean, we have a side window.
Were you guys at home?
Yeah, home.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's funny. We got... You know, our main front windows are like sliding glass door windows, plus the side window, which is where I take the photo to put on, so that way different preps Twitter pages can post them. And that rain was coming in, so every so often I had to open that window quickly, put the phone out, hope it's in focus, take that photo, and go back inside. I mean, I was posting photos last night and video on social media showing how bad it was.
Well, don't you feel sorry for him?
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So he's in the trenches,
yes,
mud exactly. in his mouth, and you're worried about a little rain.
Yeah,
under you.
I know.
And I was taking the pictures all day.
Yeah.
He's down there getting his, you know what, handed to him in the rain.
Yeah.
Okay. So your favorite memory?
My favorite memory had to be scoring my first touchdown in Florida. It's definitely
against. Who was that against?
Tarpon.
There you go. Great memory. Of course, I got to ask you too. Girlfriend?
No.
Smart man. Okay. Shout out to anybody. Oh, no, let's do that last. Yours might be unique. Favorite college team?
If I had to say one, I'd go Penn State.
I knew you were going to go there. The Nittany Lions played today against Auburn. Made a great game. And then pro team, I'm pretty sure I know where you're going to go.
New York Giants?
No. Got me off guard. Well, he could be your idol, Saquon Barkley. I mean, he went to Penn State, and he had a heck of a game last Sunday. So I bet you were rooting for him, right?
If he could stay healthy.
Yeah, he will. He will. All right, and a great human being. Shout out to anybody at home?
Probably my mom, my dad, probably watching.
Their names?
Brenda and John Velez.
Well, you've got a fine young man here. What are your plans, or do you even have any, you know? It's early in your senior year. Any plans for next year? What you'd like to do?
As of right now, not too sure. I would love to go play college football, but just taking it step by step.
Well, there's all kinds of opportunities out there, I can tell you. And I've got two guys close to me in our world, and I did it in the Midwest. When I talked to Coach, and he's got contacts, and he played college football. However, I've got a ton in the Midwest where you can go. You know, I know kids that have played NAIA, and you get a lot of money playing NAIA. Division II, not as much money. People don't believe that, but NAIA, there's a ton of schools in the Midwest. Look how your brother ended up D2. So the reality is, if you want it, you can reach out. I'll make some phone calls for you. I tell it to kids all the time. There's coaches out there that want it. They want kids from Florida because they know there's speed down there. They just got a bunch of big boys up north. All right, young man. Well, good luck the rest of the season, and I appreciate you guys coming down.
Thank you.
And now, last but not least, quarterback and running back and offensive lineman. Your name, young man, and what year are you?
My name is Brandon McCorkle, and I'm a senior.
You're a senior, and you play offensive guard.
Yes, sir.
You just don't look big enough to play offensive guard. You must have a big heart. Big heart. Okay, so your favorite memory playing football?
My favorite memory, I'd probably say from last night, being able to start and get in there for the first quarter.
Well, bravo for you. That was your first start?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's a big night. You're never going to forget that. And in a monsoon, you guys are never going to forget that game. You'll be laughing about that for years when you're old men and you see each other. You're going to be, remember that game when it was a downpour? Did you guys think the game was going to get called?
Oh, yeah.
Once we got that rain delay, the weather delay, I thought we were done.
Yeah, so you guys, well, your intensity probably went down again. Hey, we're not going to play tonight. Next thing you know, you're playing, and you're playing out there in that weather. So how tough was it as an offensive lineman?
It was tough because mainly like we couldn't really plant our feet well enough because we were always just sliding around out there, and just our steps and everything we were taking, we would get our feet down, but then we also like slide a little bit more, so it'd be like a bit tough to just anchor down, just hold them there.
Well, one good thing is you look impressive on tape because you give the guy one whack and he's sliding, and it looks like you're the one that did that damage with that initial whack. Did you get any mouthful? Probably often playing on the line.
Not a lot, mainly on punt. It was mainly on punt. I mean, there was it was one punt that we had. I got hit and I got taken to the ground and ended up being a block punt because it hit off my back.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, that's not your fault. It's called nature. It's called God doing that to you. But it hit you. A lot of guys, as you said, Cody, that were not in their normal position. So bravo for having that fortitude and heart. Favorite team?
College or?
College. Let's go college.
Miami.
Miami? Mm-hmm. Who do they play tonight? They got it. They got it.
Thing is, Texas A&M. Think they play?
Yes, they do. Good call. Yeah, and Texas A&M, like I said, almost got beat by your Longhorns.
Yeah.
Favorite pro team?
Giants.
Giants? Now, why are you a Giants fan? Where'd you grow up at? Down here?
Yeah, I grew up down here, but I do have some family members that were in New York and everything like that, and just them being there, they were, like, just them being fans of that, I just grew up being fans of Giants and everything because of them. Grew up watching them.
Well, this might be a good year for them.
I hope
might be a good year for them. All right. Girlfriend?
No.
Smart man. Actually, nobody here has a girlfriend. He just has a friend that's a girl. Remember that one. That's a classic. Anyway, all right, those are your favorite teams. Shout out to anybody at home?
Shout out to my dad, my sister, my mom.
Your mom, dad's names?
Dad's name is Scott McCorkle and Danielle Dawkins.
Beautiful. Well, you guys, I really appreciate you coming down. You brought some very respectful class acts, I can tell that. And I appreciate you coming down. All right, my friend, you did a great job.
Hey,
and at the last minute, fellas.
Wow.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. We'll get Coach down here and have a conversation as well.
Yeah, just to get Augie's perspective on high school football and all that.
Exactly.
And,
All right, buddy. We're going to take a quick break. And then I got to talk a little everything with Ray Kennedy. But I certainly appreciate you coming down. We're going to make this a regular segment.
Absolutely.
And I hope you weren't too traumatized by that rain hitting your face last night.
I know.
When you opened that window, huh?
Yeah, I know. I wasn't the one going blind. It was really those guys.
Oh, my God.
Let's make that clear about that. So, yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys taking time to come down, as I said. And stick around. I'll talk to you later. And grab another body armor for the road, both of you. I mean, all three of you. Can't count. Can't talk. Can't count. I'm a mess.
Enunciate.
And there's going to be a lot of high school football on Monday, and we'll get some more finals for you. And you know I'll figure that out, too, as far as social media. I gotta make enough money so you can quit. Where you work? Home Depot?
Yeah, I do that right now full time. I gotta have insurance, and I got to keep a paycheck coming in. So you got to do what you got to do. Life is survival, what can we say?
All right, man. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and talk to the man himself, Ray Kennedy. We'll be back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. Only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Yeah. Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back as we wind things down on this September 17th. That's game day down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at Tropicana Field, 410, and you've got your Rays and Rangers in a very pivotal game. Well, they're all pivotal. There's 19 games left, and they all are important. Speaking of important, this gentleman is one of the best in the business in the Tampa, Champa Bay region for sports, entertainment, you name it. He's on top of it. He's got his finger on the pulse. Couple Ray, my buddy, Ray Kennedy. What's up, brother?
Mike, I'm great. How are you today, my friend?
Well, I'm great. I just had these three young Seminole Warhawks give me a replay of the brutal conditions in Friday Night Football last night, and the mud, the blood, and the gut. What they used to say, the blood, the guts, and the beer. But well, this is no. There was no beer involved. There was just body armor. But that's a lot of fun. Reminds you of old school football, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. I live here in Seminole, and last night coming home from Ferg's, I was down there last night coming home. We have electrical lines crossing the street. We had palm fronds off the palmetto tree or palm trees that actually got stuck in. You know, all of St. Pete got walloped last night. But it's that time of year, so it's to be expected.
Well, some of these stories were fun. You know, getting a mouth full of mud and water, and I said, yeah, that's like the good old days, Packers and Bears, Giants and Browns.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, you're a historian. So let's talk a little Rays first. Let's back up. I'm doing a Ray Kennedy. Let's back up. How'd my man Tristan do? And this is our prep connection brought to you by Body Armor. A little segment. How would he do today?
Brother, first game of the year, first season, second drive. He was playing middle linebacker, roving linebacker. And, yeah, he had a pick six, took it back 40 yards for a touchdown. I'm telling you, the last 10 yards of it was great, Mike. I know you'd have been proud of him. He was just elated, and, you know, he's in that afterglow right now, but he's loving it. Of course, we've got Coach Carlos. He's off the staff at St. Pete Catholic, the offensive line coach. And you know what I like about it, Mike, is that, it's flag football, but it's all about the fundamentals. And I'm telling you what, these kids out here got some of the best coaches, and they're just teaching these kids fun. And the most important thing of all is that teamwork and that communication. They're working on it, baby steps, loving it. Just, you know, what an asset and what a great way to spend a Saturday morning, you know, getting a chance to listen to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection while I'm down there checking out the kids playing flag football. But, yeah, great, great day here in Champa Bay.
You know what? I envy you. And I tell this to all the dads out there that say, oh, man, it's time-consuming and this and that with my kids. That was the greatest period of my life, was the ability to follow my children. And you should be so appreciative to God that you got that opportunity, and you're a superb dad, so you embrace it. So my man Tristan, he's my player of the week with that pick six.
Oh, I love it. I was to tell him that, and I see your kids, and I know the job you did, and you know what's great is that, you know, down the road, you know, we talk about the ripple effect. You know, a little pebble falls into a pond, and it starts off with little tiny ripples, but then before you know it, you know, it ends up being huge waves, and that's the impact that these coaches, and that's why I love, you know, the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, because we're covering Pee Wee's preps to pros, and that's just it. Those are the ripples that these coaches and team moms and dads, and you know, these are the things that, you know, one of the reasons why we do it is the effect in the long term things. We're teaching these young girls and guys, and that's what I love about this league. And let me tell you, there's some young ladies playing in this flag football league, and girl, I'll tell you what, they were grabbing those flags. You are not getting past some of these young ladies, but teaching teamwork, teaching that work ethic, and teaching them communication skills, and you know, you just can't get it anywhere else.
Hey, now we've already done the peewees, and then we did the preps. We did some pros with Randy Grimes.
Yes.
Let's do a little baseball pros, and then we'll finish off with Bucks. Okay, big game tonight. Yes. Well, every game's big. There's only 19 remaining in the regular season, and kind of a hiccup last night after absolutely throttling the Toronto Blue Jays on Thursday night, and then he come home.
Yes.
4-2. It got out to a quick start, 2-0, and then so we have got to win this series with the next two games.
Yes. Yeah, because you got the Orioles right there. They're five games back, now they're 3.5 to 4 games back.
Exactly.
And you know, a week ago, I'm sorry.
No, exactly. I mean, people don't forget.
Yes.
The Orioles sitting there.
And they're, you know, everybody's like, oh, you know, the way it seats right now, even if the Rays were to do this or that, they're the sixth, you know, they're the third wild card, and you know, they're gonna, you know, got to play that one card. And you know, that's another story for Ben Botham, of course, our baseball insider, for another day. But that whole one game playoff, you know, you inevitably have a division winner. In this case, it'll probably be the AL Central. But you got a divisional winner that plays one game, just one game. But you know, the Rays have to make sure, because you know, if Baltimore keeps rocking, which they've had a late season surge, and if the Rays can't put it together, which by the way they should be able to, but there is this, you know, I don't want to say slightest of chances, but there is a scenario in which they could drop that third wild card seed and not even have that opportunity. So you know, even though you're playing, and I love the fact that you're playing against, you know, the Texas Rangers, because you know they're a formidable foe, and you know you should beat the best to have to, you know, be the best. And even though the Rangers aren't the best, the Rays are going to have to earn their way to make sure they can secure that wild card spot, and then the postseason just take care of itself.
Yeah, well, and you have to keep in mind, you know, that with only 19 games, but yeah, 19 now, we have the toughest schedule in the league.
Yes.
American League.
Yes.
The Rays have the toughest schedule in the American League. So we know what we're up against. Now we've got 5 minutes. Let's switch gears to the Bucks, of course, in New Orleans. And we know the history of Tom Brady and the New Orleans Saints and Jameis Winston, the history of the Bucks. A lot on the line, and 1 o'clock kick tomorrow. Break that down for me.
Well, you know, 7 in a row now, the Bucks have not beaten, you know, go back, and we won the playoff game against the Saints in 2020, but there's seven games in a row in the regular season that the Saints have had the Buccaneers' number. And you know, the first thing teams do in the NFL is you build a team to beat the teams in your division, because if you don't beat the teams in your division, then you can just forget about the playoffs and down the road. And the Saints, you know,
I think I lost my man, Ray Kennedy. But that isn't going to make the show stop. As I sit here by myself, looking over at Tropicana Field, and of course the game's at 4:10. Ferg's is starting to just get jam packed right now. You got the baseball fans. You got the spillover. Unfortunately, I can hear the Michigan fans. I'm about 15 feet away from their watch party as they just absolutely are destroying their opponent. And I can't think off the top of my head who it was. I just got thrown another curveball to finish show. But at the same time, I want to thank a couple of sponsors. Ace High Printing and Rick Herbert, official printer of Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. And on the tee, Radio St. Pete and Sunshine 96.7 FM. Give Rick a call, 727-542-3897. Don't forget, each and every day on our Facebook, I do a two-minute sports update. And the big old Oscar Garner, he takes care of it. It's on the Ferg's Facebook. It's on our Facebook. It's just a little snippet, yes. A little recap. There he is. My man Ray.
Sorry about that, Mike. My phone stopped. Yeah, I was just saying that the Buccaneers are going to have that. You know, the Saints gave up north of 200 yards rushing to the Falcons last week. And, you know, they're going to look to blow up that interior defensive line and make Tom Brady uncomfortable in the pocket. Well, the best way to beat that is to take the run right at them, take Leonard Fournette and, you know, the rookie Rashid White and go in and have that success on the ground. So the Buccaneers are going to look to get that run game started early and often tomorrow. And, you know, that's the way you're going to start having that success against those Saints.
Well, you know, one of the things that you've got to consider is that I just talked to Randy Grimes. And we were talking about, you know, basically it's next man in and plug and play. But the destruction that takes place. And, you know, Randy Grimes was the Ryan Jensen of his era. And he said, you know,
you're
the quarterback of that offensive line. And you know, and he's looking to his left. He's left and he's seeing new guys. And then, of course, he played left offensive guard at Notre Dame. It's a tough position for him. And old TB12, he gave a couple of asked, you know, what's the other day to these guys.
Yes. And, you know, that's the thing with the 11 days that Tom took off. That would be the one thing, as the national media was constantly trying to figure out, why is Tom not here? Why did he take the 11 days off? Why did he take time? Tom's never done this before. You know, the guys in that huddle, the 53 in the room over there, they know the score. But that would be the one thing is that, you know, the moment, and I don't think it happened, you won't see it with this Buccaneers team, but the moment the other guys start questioning the dedication of Tom, which I think is impossible at this point to question the dedication of Tom, because he's going to chew them out. But at the end of the day, he's your coach on the field. He's the reason why Fox gives him that $37.5 million a year open-end contract for when he leaves the game is because they realize they have a guy here that's seen it all, done it all, has broken it all down, and knows how to teach it. So this Buccaneers, you know, the plug and play, as Randy Grimes was talking about, offensive line, they're going to have to go ahead and rely on Tom to give them the assignment sometimes. He's going to have to, you know, pick up the blitzes, show them what's going on. But that's the greatest thing about having Tom Brady under center is because, you know, he's earned that respect over 23 years in the league, and I think he's going to continue. So Bucks may have to take their lumps, but get the running game going tomorrow there in New Orleans. And then the passing, you know, use the run to set up the pass. And I still think we're going to have success, and the Buccaneers should win this game. I'm thinking, you know, something around 27-24. Give them at least by a field goal. Other than that, you know, the Saints could get hot. But I still think that Buccaneers defense, even though they want to play nice, I think they're hungry to intercept a few of those Jameis Winston passes.
Randy Grimes said that they win by five, and Big Ed Davis said the same thing. They win by five. So take that to your bookie there, my friend.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure you won't take it to your bookie. But I got under a minute. How do people find Ray Kennedy? Real quick.
Well, you know, anytime I can get on here with you here on a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, it's a pleasure. I'll be doing my show tomorrow morning, Cup of Ray, on Bucks Report. You know, a sojourn for the sports savvy soul.
I gotta run, man.
You know, basically,
I'll do a plug.
You got it, Mike. Good talking to you, brother.
Thanks, Ray Kennedy. Of course, thanks, Randy Grimes, Brad Richardson, the Seminole Kids, Joe Bedrow, Big Ed, and Matt on the controls. I'm Mike Rickard. Thanks for listening to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Wishing you and your families a fabulous
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.